This is attorney David Famininio. The best way to protect ourselves from an accident is to be informed. That's why we started David's Driving Edge, to provide tips and resources to keep us all safe on the road. Go to getdavidgetpaid.com/drivingedge for more information.
Oh, I'll take a free win tonight for the Pistons. You hear that? Wiggins and Kuminga ruled out. Steph and Draymond questionable. I mean, Steve Kerr may have to suit up. I'll take a free win to get win number 20.
Yeah, you better not lose.
Okay, way to be negative. So listen, we are starting football-a-palooza. You've got college football playoff game tonight, Notre Dame and Penn State. Not the most exciting thing, but it's a helmet game. It's two blue bloods. Tomorrow night, you get OSU in Texas. Saturday, you got a double dip in the NFL, and then obviously on Sunday, a triple header, and then Monday, the Sam Darnold Pumpkin Festival. So here's my question. As we all get ready for, it is going to be a fun 5 days. 8 games in 5 days, they all matter. What is the game you are most geared up to watch? Now, you can answer this a multitude of ways, fellas. You can answer it as, what is relevant to the Lions? You could also answer it to, what is just relevant to I like sports? What is the game I want to watch? Some people watch games for a singular player. I'm generally not that person. But I wanted to know, both going around the room, but also talking to the people. 248-539-9797 is, look, what's the game? Because I don't think not watching football is on the menu. Now, while Dan Campbell said he's getting out of the facility for a day or two, it's not like he's going to a hammock in Bali. You know, he come on.
Yeah, he'll still watch, Buzz.
So I just wondered. I mean, I know what my answer is, but I'll go last. It doesn't matter. I was interested what you guys were going to say. I mean, Kenny's ordering special food tonight.
Oh.
He's all excited to see an over-under of 17.
Kenny, that means it's going to be like 80-plus points.
45, right. Exactly. I'll take the over right now.
Yeah. You know what? For me, it's tomorrow night's game. It's Ohio State and Texas. I'm looking forward to that game, the Cotton Bowl down in Dallas, because I think that the winner of that game, you're probably looking at the national title, especially Ohio State, somewhat of a revenge tour because of their stumble. And now all of a sudden, they just look like the hottest team in college football. Jeremiah Smith lighting things up. The other games in the NFL, good, but the Ohio State-Texas game, that's must watch for me. I'll be Kenny tomorrow night. Just sitting
special
there.
Special food program.
Yeah, just sitting there, phone off, watching the game.
All right, David. Football-a-palooza.
Yeah.
What is the number one? And again, take yourself out of the Steelers.
Oh, I already have.
Okay.
Yeah, I already
We're
have.
We're talking in general as a fan.
Correct.
What do you want to see?
It's a good choice, Rico. But I'm going to go with the Commanders and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. On Sunday night, I'm really interested to see what Jaden Daniels looks like. I think they pull the upset in that game. But that game, I think, is the game of the weekend. Can't wait to see that matchup. What does Baker look like? Mike Evans, that whole Washington defense. I'm loving that game right there.
Kenny, 8 games, 5 days. I know you got special grub tonight, but that just might be because the girlfriend ain't coming home. So what's the deal?
So I liked David's pick a lot. It was between that and a different game. That and Ohio State, Texas. Primarily because of something we talked about earlier on in the show. I said the winner of that game would be your national champion. So I want to see who wins that game. That's the most meaningful, important game of the weekend.
I'm really interested is that no one in this room gave the answer I'm giving. I'm surprised. Not that it's right or wrong. It's Rams and Vikings for me. You know, the whole ginger big game factor. Will Sam Darnold bounce back? You know, Matthew Stafford storyline looming. The whole idea of just, I don't know. I'm fascinated. The fact that the game might move. They might play the damn thing in Phoenix.
You know, but see.
What, David?
No. The reason for me. I'm sorry, David.
No, he's making fun of me over there.
No, I'm not making fun of you.
The reason why I'm not picking that game. Because I want to pick a game that has nothing to do with this team here.
So this is like an escape hatch for
Yes,
you.
I want nothing to do with the Lions. Lions, no bearing on this
is
game.
Is it wrong I want to laugh at Sam Darnold's face?
No.
Again? Okay.
No.
I'm hoping he turns into a pumpkin again and no one pays him. And he's never heard from again.
He'll get paid, but go ahead.
No, I'm not making fun of you, Mike. But I think, just me, them moving the game takes the interest away from me. I want the game in someone's home stadium.
But L.A. doesn't have a home.
Yeah, David, yeah.
Whose house? Rams' house. Not really. It's 50% the other team.
And then it makes me wonder, then how many Vikings fans will actually make a trip to Arizona now?
Not
it
many.
It doesn't feel like it's going to be an actual
scene to me. This is like when it snowed in Buffalo and the Bills had to play a game at Ford Field.
Yeah, the scene is gone for me.
And it was like a step above a preseason game, but it actually counted. I understand.
No one's
what
fault.
You're
we know what's going on in LA, but the scene of the game is just done for me. If they move it, I mean, not move it, but we'll see.
What is the latest on that?
The latest is they're just waiting. I think they're waiting as late as they can, which is probably tomorrow.
There's a gigantic cloud outside the Rams practice facility of smoke, and I don't think that it happens just because the air quality is going to be poor.
Here's the other thing, the amount of city services you need to put on an NFL football game.
And there it is.
Police. Too. Fire, security, just it's inappropriate, Mike, with what they're dealing with to direct any of that to this.
You don't have enough extra help to give out a parking ticket. Seriously. Like, there's everybody spreads so thin. You got to do security. You got to do all types of stuff. In my opinion, if I'm the NFL, hey, guys, no offense, I'm just going to take this off your plate. Deal with the bigger thing. Let's make the main thing the main thing.
Yep.
Handle the fires. We'll move the game there. And I think the sooner the better, because then fans can reroute themselves to Phoenix.
The other thing, too, and I mean, I'm not, and again, I know this isn't the primary focus of the question, which is, look, 8 games, 5 days, what's the game you're actually carving time out to watch? I'd feel different if the game was in Buffalo or if the game was in Kansas City, where I'd be like, man, I don't want to rob those fans of a game. Yeah. The Rams don't have fans.
Right.
Like, L.A. doesn't have fans anyways.
The fact that they selectively do that, whose house?
Rams house.
And then, like, whoever they're playing says, you know, our house.
Yeah, exactly. Not ideal.
Like, why are all these Rams fans dressed in red? Oh, they're not Rams fans.
248-539-9797. So, for me, it is. It's Rams-Vikings. David makes a good point. From an environment standpoint, it might not be the greatest atmosphere, but I think the football on the field is fascinating. The college stuff?
I like Ohio State.
I know you do. I think the game's going to be a blowout, so maybe that affects my...
See, I don't think so, because Texas will probably do what Texas does. They'll jump out to an early start, and it'll be a battle, but then I think that Ohio State will just pull away in the end.
And look, maybe I've overreacted to the Ohio State thing. I just feel like they did
to Oregon?
They've just gone juggernaut mode. What they did to Tennessee and then what they did to Oregon. I mean, they've just slaughtered two teams. Yeah, we're not going to do that Michigan thing anymore. We're just going to effing play.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's our top wide receiver. You can't cover him. We're just going to play, throw it to him.
248.
And by the way, there's also Emeka Buka.
Right, the forgotten guy. He's pretty good. We can get to the people here momentarily. We'll get some ticket texts as well. 8 games, 5 days. The Lions are chilling. You've got time. I just want to know the one you're willing to carve out. Who am I kidding? 4 hours to watch. Because these halftime shows, Jesus, they're one step from exhuming Aretha and having her sing. I mean,
Beyonce.
They take 30 minutes.
Well, come on. You knew when you bought Beyonce, that was going to be a long show.
Jesus. 248-539-9797. We'll get with the people next. All right, let's get to the people. 5 days, 8 games, all playoff games. Which one do you care about the most? The one, look, it's not realistic for average American to watch all 8 games. You have lives. If there's one you're trying to get out of the honey-do list, or one you just genuinely want to see, which is it? Kenny and Rico went to the college side of things. David, Commanders and Bucks, maybe the highest scoring game of the weekend. It's possible. For me, it's Rams and Vikings. Part of it is my hatred of Sam Darnold. The other is the Stafford storyline fascinates me. That he just keeps doing it at 37. They're rested. They're a pain in the ass to play. And I hate fake teams. I think the Vikings are fake. And I'd like to see them dine on the bullet. I want the Rams to put them out. But part of that is the whole ginger factor. Let's go to Logan, 97.1. Logan, what's going on, buddy? How are you?
Good. Thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
So I think the obvious one around here has got to be that Vikings-Rams game, just with the implication it has. But for me, the one I'm the most intrigued in has to be that Bills-Broncos game. Something's telling me that could be a very, very interesting game.
What is it? What is the angle you have where you're going, hey, I got to watch this?
Just with the uprise of the Broncos this year, especially with the downfall they had last year, being Bo Nix. I'm not the biggest fan of Sean Payton, but I do respect him. Just something tells me this game could be very awfully close, and if the Broncos were to pull it off, that would just be magical.
I'd love to see it. I would. Logan, listen, the only thing I have to go on is a rookie on the road in the playoffs, but you're right. The last 4 or 5 weeks, Sean Payton has called plays like Bo Nix is a 5-year veteran. And he's starting to take shots down the field. Mm-hmm. He had the huge, and again, no one will remember the play, but it was an amazing play and an amazing throw to get that touchdown on fourth down in Cincinnati. Yes, they lost the game in overtime. But yeah, Logan, it just shows you if you get the quarterback position right in the draft, you can get good right away. I mean, in 2 years, you got three teams. It was Stroud last year. It was this year, Jaden Daniels. This year, Bo Nix. If you want to go back even further, I mean, look at the Trevor Lawrence thing. The rookie year disaster with Urban Meyer. You know what he did year two? Won a playoff game.
Yeah, he did.
Like, if you get it right, it can happen immediately. But my fear is it's still rookies in the playoffs on the road.
But see, that's where, you know what, if you don't know what you don't know. You don't know, you should be nervous. You don't.
And is Bo Nix a rookie at age 30?
Yes. It's still a rookie.
He's an older gentleman.
But you know what? It's paying off for the Broncos right now.
It is. And look, good on the Broncos getting them, because a team like mine would have ruined them. No infrastructure, no plan.
Yeah,
Payton's an offensive genius. He might be a jerk of a human being, but he's an offensive genius.
It really does show his credibility that he knew what he was doing. Like, yeah, I'm going to let Russell go because I can't win with him.
Right, Rigo? They're in the playoffs? Yeah. Don't they have like $80 million in dead cap from the Russell Wilson thing?
Yeah.
Imagine this team with like $50 million in players.
Yeah.
It's incredible. I don't have to like the man to pay respect to the result.
Okay. Resurrected Cortland. Sutton.
Yeah.
Sutton.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, they look like they could be legit. They get to hit on some couple draft picks.
Wish they'd wear those throwbacks like they did last week. Can we just get the Steve Atwater era jerseys full time? I mean, those things are sharp.
Yeah. Yeah, I like those.
It's just, I love those. Those, you get the Houston Oilers ones. David, go ahead on the ticket text. What do you got, buddy?
Craig, yes.
Morton's.
Yes.
Yeah, someone's mentioning they want to see that Broncos-Bills game for a different reason, though. This is Denver seemed to end the season on a real high. A Buffalo seemed to swoon a bit. I have a feeling, though, that it will go out the window and Buffalo will kick Denver's behind once it counts, and I want to see that.
It makes you wonder, too. It's like they didn't just lob 9.5 points out there for fun.
Someone says, I'm with Rico and Kenny. Ohio State, Texas is the game I'm most looking forward to. Want to see Ryan Day lose his mind in the game, then cry about the refs.
Here's the thing to watch for, right? This is the way I'll be right or wrong. Texas is terrible in the red zone. Ohio State is elite defensively, meaning Texas settles for more field goals. It would drive Dan Campbell to madness. And Bert Auburn, the little carrot top kicker they got.
Yeah.
He's hit the fritz a little bit here. He's been very shaky his last couple of games.
So Gingers can't kick either?
I wouldn't trust him in a big spot. The point is, but Ohio State, when you get in the red zone, they don't let you in the end zone. If Texas got to settle for a few field goals, I don't need to tell you the rest. And the other problem is this. I can't figure it out. And this is where Rico could be right. Texas's running game, it's all good or all bad. And I don't get it. All of a sudden, it's like, hey, they put up 400 yards rushing, and then they go play Georgia. Georgia hadn't stopped anybody in a month. They couldn't run at all. Mm-hmm. And they're going to put up 300 yards rushing over here. If they don't get that ground game really going, you know my thoughts on Quinn Ewers. Mm-hmm. I don't like him. Besides his face.
And the fact,
I don't like him.
Just Ohio State has just said, hey, we have NFL wide receivers.
Yeah.
You don't have NFL corners.
And
you can't guard them.
Sark and Day, it's kind of a Spider-Man meme.
Yeah.
They will do Sark will do some of the most boneheaded stuff in the red zone, and I don't know why he does it. Everything's working. It's great. And then he'll go, hey, let's do this orbit motion, fake left, fake right, pitchy woo-woo. And you're like, dude, what are you doing? You're getting 7 yards a carry. Now your quarterback's 11 yards on the line of scrimmage, and he's faking the pass to dead people.
Yeah. Another one that's nobody's mentioned but could be sneaky, a rematch from week one, Packers-Eagles.
Yeah.
Somebody just texted that in.
It could be. Because, again, Hurts has rust. And no Christian Watson. You got Jordan. Look, Love is hurt. He's got that the elbow condition, and there's numbness in his fingertips. But again, I don't think the Eagles are a monolith. Like, I don't. I think they're good, and I think they're going to be a pain in the ass if the Lions got to play him. But when your quarterback hasn't played for a month, you're right. What?
But the thing is, because he's not a rookie, because he's done this before, I don't think it's going to be a ton of rust factor for Hurts. It's probably a series or two.
So you
I'm in.
You know what's funny is, like, when you look at the weekend, there he gave himself a bell ring. He really liked that opinion.
I was trying to turn the mic off.
If you segment the weekend, though, you could keep Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You can keep all 3 days. Sunday's triple header of NFC, or the two main ones of Eagles and then the Bucs game at night, and then certainly Monday night. Like, you could just give me those three. Mm-hmm. The AFC ones, I don't have a lot of juice for Chargers and Texans, Steelers and Ravens, Bills and Broncos.
Yeah, I think the AFC picks up next week.
Those will be Thunderdome.
It's kind of like the college football playoffs. That's the first round of playoff games. You had to play them, but they weren't really that interesting because they were all blowouts.
Very fair. David, go ahead, buddy.
Guys, this game is probably going to be trash tonight. There are reports that Penn State is dealing with food poisoning. It's about 7 to 10 players.
Yeah, Miami.
What is happening tonight?
You know what? They went out on South Beach.
You got a flu outbreak in Notre Dame.
They ordered the seafood, and there we have it.
I quit. My official selection is I have no selection. One team's got the flu. The other's praying to the porcelain god. Phenomenal.
Who is going to be outstanding?
Does FanDuel have a special bet? Does anyone get to 10? Jesus. I mean, I'll watch
once
it.
Again, I'm going to double down and say this is a 45-40 final score.
It is the way it works.
All of a sudden, they get superpowers.
You couldn't have told me the halftime score of Detroit-Minnesota was 10-6. And that's only because they got a field goal because the Vikings kicked the ball out of bounds.
Wrong button.
We're gonna get a lot of James Houston out there tonight.
Oh, that'll be Sark on Friday night. He always wears those white pants. Yeah, man, that does stink, though. You're a fan of either team, or you're just a fan of watching football. One team's got a flu outbreak. The other one can't get off the toilet. That's phenomenal.
Great.
Thanks, David. Thanks a lot.
Just give you the news. Mm-hmm. It's the Minnesota Vikings. Are they going to have the Detroit Lions hangover? I can't wait to see that game on Monday.
I've got unnatural spite for the Vikings, and I just feel like it's 2 years ago when the fake Vikings won every game by a point, and then they went to the playoffs and they lost to my loser Giants. Think about that. If you lose to Daniel Jones at all, your franchise should be contracted. Now you have this ginger. Just get them out of this league.
Gingers?
Go Rams.
Or Minnesota.
Both. This is like the Death Star of things that bother me. The Vikings plus a ginger quarterback. Get them out of here.
Oh, man. So if they win the whole thing, win the Super Bowl, you're just going to be miserable.
I would. I don't like fake teams.
They won the Super Bowl. That means they're not a fake
team. They can be fake. Come on.
You can't go through that gauntlet.
Okay, hold on. The 07 Giants were pretty fake.
No. They beat the man.
Yeah, but the Giants were a 500 team. They weren't that good. None of their metrics were that good. They got hot for a couple of games.
They were bored with the regular season.
Okay, then. They had a guy with bubble gum on his helmet win them the Super Bowl. I can say it. They're my team. I ain't giving the Lombardi trophy back.
Is there an asterisk by that? No.
There could be if you wanted it. I don't get offended by that.
No, there is not.
Okay.
That's going to be in the highlight when Eli's elected into the Hall of Fame.
I know, which is gross when you think about it.
Speaking of fake teams.
Tigers won again.
I hit the wrong button. I'm sorry.
Someone does text in. For me, the game I'm looking forward to is the Steelers game. We all know Russell Wilson's going to channel his inner MVP and lead them to the Super Bowl. It all starts here.
No. No. No, no, no. The Steelers need to do what the Steelers do, which is lose in the first round of the playoffs, just to keep David upset. David, honestly, don't you feel like you're on the treadmill of mediocrity?
Yes.
Like, it's never going to get better this way.
Correct. Because we're never going to get up to get the quarterback we actually need.
No, I'm just laughing. Maybe we should have did the anti-survivors pool. And we just picked, everybody picks a guaranteed loser this weekend.
Oh, Jesus.
Whoa.
George Pickens' ego. 248-539-9797. We'll get with the people coming up momentarily. And once again, apologies, hit the wrong button.
Hey, the Tigers won again. Tigers won again. All right.
One more set. There it is. Okay. 97.1, Odyssey.com. Rewind. You missed anything. Also, check out our YouTube, Lenny Show with Rico. It's free. It's also separate of the ticket, so you're going to have to subscribe to it. Hit the little likey-doodle thing. Why? Evan tells me that helps. All right. Real quick note. We've had a lot of content today. I want to just allegedly put this to bed. Bill Belichick staying at North Carolina? Question mark. On the Pat McAfee Show, the general manager of UNC football. That's still such a foreign concept to me. Mike Lombardi, who worked with Belichick, worked in the NFL. Bill Belichick is committed to North Carolina. He's committed it to me. He's committed it to the university. There are no conversations about anything. And we drive from his office here at this football field behind me where we're staying. We commute daily together. We talk about how messed up the NFL is and how thankful we are to be in college football. He goes on to basically just repeat a zillion times, we're staying here. The story has no legs. It's nonsense. When the story broke, he was recruiting at Bergen Catholic. Like, I don't know. You do what you want with it. I'm just offering it to you. That's fresh meat today.
Yeah, you know when the story ends? When Belichick just says...
Well, his GM said it.
Not the same. It's not the same. If Belichick said, hey, guys, appreciate it, not going anywhere... He put his name on it. Now I believe it. But until then, it's a lot of smoke. Now, it may end up being nothing, but don't fool yourself. There's some back channeling going on. If somebody offers the right price, I think he's gone.
You want something fun? Belichick's buyout is $10 million. You said this the other day. It drops to $1 million after June 1st. Mm-hmm. That is yikes. So there you go. You do what you like with it. I don't really care. I think it's ridiculous he's in college.
And that's the worst time for both parties.
Sure.
I mean, he still would have an NFL training camp, but, dude, if you're in North Carolina, you're screwed.
Big time. But then again, you're North Carolina. So
you know what? You win.
Whoops. Pistons might get a freebie tonight, by the way, to move to 20-18. No Kuminga, no Wiggins, and Steph and Dre are...
questionable.
So, look... we talked about it. This is fun. Nobody cares. It's January 9th, and that's not insulting. It's just reality. Until or unless the Lions don't play football anymore, you're not going to get any traction with the Pistons. But it's going to coincide. That trade deadline is the week of the Super Bowl, I believe, which is a bad job by the NBA, but I digress. The point is, if the Pistons make a big trade, if they keep playing good ball here over the next couple of weeks, they can just stay around 500. I think they got a shot to get some traction. The Wings, Kenny had a good point. Look, they've got this Nations Cup. The Wings also have a much more difficult deal because no one quits in hockey. And the Eastern Conference is lethal. I mean, we talked about it. As hot as they've been with the new coach bump, plus 630 to make the playoffs. Jesus. What, Kenny?
No, I just think, hey, that's a little disrespectful. 630 to make the playoffs.
I know.
All I want for them to do is to put together a decent one-month sample size where they're a little bit above 500 ideally.
Who's That's the it. Favorite in the Nations Cup? Don't care. David, go ahead.
America.
Wow, that was really good.
I was terrible. I'm sorry.
Kenny, I hope that rake didn't hurt you.
I apologize. Kenny was all ready to like break down Slovenia.
Oh, regarding the games you're watching, I hate watching the Buckeyes. So I am into that game the most.
I respect that.
To your comment about the Pistons and who to trade for. And Rico, you mentioned Zion. Someone says there's too many buffets in the casinos here, so I got to pass on Zion.
Listen, the Zion thing is bizarre.
It is.
I'm not for or against yet. I need to see him play 10 consecutive games. Second of all, you've heard talk that New Orleans could release him at the end of the season. There are certain triggers in the contract that could just get out. So I'm not going to be the one pounding the desk. I also wouldn't be mad. Why? You're Detroit. You have to take risks. You're never signing a legitimate big-time free agent on the open market.
Say that again for the people in the back. Because they're you got to get – like that's not how it works. Like, star player, like Giannis ain't coming here. We could do better than this. Actually, you can't.
Carry on.
How many porta potties are allowed on the sidelines for this game tonight?
Oh, my God.
Whoa.
One team's got the flu. The other team's got food poisoning. Right.
You'll know when you see the grad assistants escorting the players up the tunnel.
You're in a blue tent for a very long time.
Five of you. Come on. Let's go.
And then one more before we get to Jeff, who was down at LCA for the Pistons game. Someone says, hear me out. The Rams game should be moved to St. Louis for all the old fans. That is Carl in a car.
Jesus. Is the RCA Dome still standing?
Yes.
Okay, good deal.
I believe so.
They'd have to clean
it
out.
It's used as a convention center, I believe, right now. So
that just, what could go wrong? Rieger.
What's going on, guys? How are you? By the way, you both got Wojo and I in trouble yesterday.
Why?
Apparently, ginger, a very offensive term. We had redhead after redhead calling the show saying we're not allowed to use that term.
Well, so they're soulless. They don't get an opinion.
Somebody texting in, was Phil Simms a ginger? That's
no.
A pretty successful ginger.
No, he was blonde.
Oh, okay.
There's
very
a difference.
Close,
there's a difference.
Very close. What's going on, fellas? How are we?
Good. We covered basically everything in the world today, from Tigers, Pistons, Little Wings, Little Lions, college football, all of it.
I mean, today starts what is going to be like five amazing days, right? You get five straight days of the most important football games, which is awesome.
I like that it's a little bit of a buildup. I think Sunday is going to be the big day. And then obviously Monday night is the game I think Lions fans care about the most. So it sets up nicely. You can keep Ravens and Steelers and Chargers and Texans. You can have that.
That's fair. That's fair. I don't know if you guys saw this stat. I figured this out yesterday.
Mm.
Do you know? I don't know if this means anything to you. If the Pistons win, and I think they're going to win, even though Curry is playing, but if the Pistons win and Rico's Michigan State team wins, do you know the Pistons, the Red Wings, the Lions, Michigan, and Michigan State basketball, 9 days into 2025 will have started the season 14-0? That's amazing, is it not?
I think it's more amazing you put time into creating such a useless statistic.
Okay. I thought it was pretty cool.
Listen, it's fine enough. Okay. What's coming up next? More stats by Rieger?
Maybe. I do have a list of everywhere every Lions assistant coach is going to take a job interview with this weekend. So I'm curious, does that make people anxious or does it give them anxiety or don't they care? And then also,
Rieger, it should make them happy that people want their assistants. That's what it should do.
Well, I don't think it does. I think people wake up worried about Ben Johnson. So we'll get to that. And then also, it's only 35-minute show. However, with Steph being in town, and I'm looking throughout the crowd here, and I'd say out of every 10 jerseys I see, 7 of them are Steph Curry jerseys. Yeah. It does bring the question. I've created a list. The 10 all-time people in sports that Detroiters have paid to come see that they're on the opposition.
Kobe's got to be on there.
Oh, yeah. Kobe's number one on my list because you don't forget. Palace, Lakers coming to town.
How
Kobe's
far back?
There. I go back to,
Jordan?
I don't know, the last. Well, I go back to a great pitcher that pitched in the 80s and 90s. So, 80s and 90s, I guess.
Rieger's next. Rico's got your football Friday. We'll talk to everybody. Enjoy your football.